Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
On like a summer Friday, how the heck are you? It's Evan and Tiki, ton to get to. We'll get to the Mets later. We'll get to the Yankees later. But let's get to what matters the most. Both the New York Giants and the New York Jets are trying to save their seasons on Sunday. That's the reality. And I know that in a few weeks, in all likelihood, Jet fans are going to be talking about the draft. And Giant fans are going to be talking about when to start Jackson Dart.
Stop.
I know that it probably ends badly, but I'm a believer, especially when it's September, of still finding hope that your season can go somewhere. And here's the reality, Tiki. If the New York Giants and the New York Jets are going to have a legitimate season where they are going to be in the hunt and have us believing deep into the fall, they have to win on Sunday. The numbers are the numbers. When you're 0-2, there's a 12% chance you make the playoffs.
Right.
You want to run those numbers when you're 0-3? Because I've done it, and it's darker.
Zero?
It's 2%.
Is it?
2%. Hmm. Four teams in the history of the sport have made the playoffs after starting off 0-4.
Yes.
Or 0-3,
I should
say.
But a lot of those, most of those teams that start off 0-3 are just bad teams. So here's the challenge. If you do start 0-3, convincing yourself that you're not a bad team. For instance,
right,
the New York Giants somehow find a way to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Walk-off 68-yard field goal by Graham Gano. Let's call it that. The Chiefs are 0-3.
Yeah.
They're not a bad team. They're just 0-3.
Correct.
So maybe they change the narrative a little bit, and maybe it's 0-3. You can make the postseason. But if the Giants or the Jets go 0-3... it almost feels like, oh, this is what we expected.
Yes.
That, no chance to make the playoffs. Just forget about it.
It would just confirm our worst fears that this is going to be another lost season. And look, on the Jet end of things, this season began with hope of change and hope of competitiveness. And to quote the head coach, the fans will be proud of us. Well, right now they're 0-2, and they're coming off a game on Sunday in which they were a non-competitive mess. They are facing a team in Tampa that's riddled by injuries, and a team in Tampa who, let's be honest, while they're 2-0, they trailed with seconds to go in both of those games. The Buccaneers, we talk about how easily you could be 0-2 or 1-1. Very easily the Buccaneers could be 0-2, considering the way they pulled the games out. This game on Sunday, first with the Jets, we'll get to the Giants in a minute, is really to save where this season can go. Because if you can go down to Tampa and bounce back from what was a wretched performance a week earlier and get yourself to 1-2 going into a Monday night against an 0-3 Dolphin team where they may well quit on their head coach despite the effort last night. Season's on temporarily. But if you lose on Sunday, and I don't even care how it's done.
Right.
Like, even if it's a close loss and it was encouraging, like week one, you're still setting yourself up for what we as Jet fans are way too used to, which is a lost season of irrelevance. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I think this team has enough talent to avoid something like that. I'm not saying they're winning a Super Bowl or winning 10 games or even making the playoffs, but they should at least be competitive. They should at least make us dream in mid-September of having a full season. So what's on the line Sunday for this head coach and for this roster? It's not their jobs, yeah. Not going nuts, but it's the relevance of the season.
Yeah, look, we saw it in week one, and I tried to tell you, and you were right to have some skepticism of what I was trying to tell you, meaning you don't have that many problems. You just lost a close game against a historically good Pittsburgh Steelers team. I don't know how good the Steelers are going to be this year, but the point was you lost a close game. That happens in the NFL. Week two made it feel more dire because it was a blowout.
Yeah.
And so you're...
And it's 0-2.
Exactly. And any good feels that came from just missing out on a win against the Steelers were obliterated by getting blown out and then also being 0-2. For the Giants, it's similar, but it's flipped because it looked bad in week one, but you just missed out on a win against the ridiculous leg in Brandon Aubrey for the Cowboys. And so you're 0-2, but you look good in the previous week. So it's all perception when you really think about it. But at the bottom line is you got to find a way to win.
It's a win business.
Win. That's the only thing that matters.
And you're right in that the Jets and the Giants over the first 2 weeks share that common bond of 1 week was wretched, the other week was competitive and a tough loss.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is they're both 0-2. And 0-3 is a depressing state. And I've been listening to Aaron Glenn every day this week. And I believe in Aaron Glenn. Overall, I still think he has a chance to be the guy we've been waiting for. But Aaron Glenn said something, and I felt I almost took it personal as he was saying it. Listen to Aaron Glenn talk about being 0-2.
It was week two, and the sky's not falling. As much as we all think it is, as much as all the outside noise, as much as you guys write about that, the sky's not falling.
Okay, so the sky's not falling at 0-2. All right, calm down, Evan.
Stop being Chicken Little.
Is the sky falling at 0-3, Coach? Like, at what point would we say the sky is falling? Because you told us at the beginning of the year, we want to make you proud. That's a successful season.
Success, right.
Okay, I'm not proud, and I don't think any Jet fan is proud. So you can go after the writers and the fans for saying, boy, you guys are acting like the sky is falling. You got embarrassed in week two in a non-competitive mess in which you made so many mistakes. So I'm not offing you as the head coach by any stretch, but don't tell us the sky isn't falling.
0-2, the sky's not falling.
Well, what is it then? Then you tell me, Coach, if the sky isn't falling at 0-2, what happens at 0-3, where they're likely to be? Can I say the sky is falling then? Or no, nah, don't worry, the sky's still not falling.
If it's not falling, it definitely got a lot lower.
The cloud cover is really hovering.
Exactly.
And
there's a lot of fog today.
My confidence level in the Jets on Sunday only goes this far. I have to believe, Tiki, they're going to give a better effort.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe, let's start with the offensive side of the ball. Justin Fields on Sunday against Buffalo played one of the single worst games you'll ever see a quarterback play. In fact, if you go by whatever data you want to use to judge a quarterback, Justin Fields' worst game in the NFL was Sunday against the Buffalo Bills.
Absolutely. 1.1 QB rating or whatever the heck it was. Someone called and told us yesterday. We already know that because he played four passes? For 27 yards?
It was brutal.
It was horrible.
It was horrible. And in contrast, week one was one of the best games of his NFL career.
Yes.
I have to think that Tyrod Taylor, for what he is, will give you at least a solid effort because I think Tyrod Taylor's floor is a lot higher
mm-hmm.
than Justin Fields.
Right, assuming health.
His ceiling is not as high. Like, you can see the best of Justin Fields, and we've seen glimpses of it, obviously briefly with the Jets, but even before that with Chicago, Tyrod Taylor is a serviceable backup. So I have to think, Teague, right off the top, they will be a better offense. I think they'll run the football more effectively. We saw them do that so well week one against Pittsburgh. It was non-existent against Buffalo.
Well, you just miss out on the one piece of the run game that is invaluable, and that's Justin Fields' ability to create a mismatch.
Absolutely.
As a running quarterback. Now, Tyrod Taylor is not immobile, so he can move. You just worry that when Tyrod Taylor starts moving and gets hit, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
that's the only thing you worry about with him. But I agree with you. It's got to be the run game because that's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
That's what it was in week one. So week one, they ran for 150 yards or whatever the heck it was. I knew Breece Hall had 108 yards, and it just felt like they were more in control because they could control what they could call next. It's different when you don't have a run game and everybody knows what you're doing. You're dropping back to pass the ball. It's easier to come after you. It's easier to scheme coverages for you. But when you can run the football, it just gives you so many more options as a play caller. Interestingly, they did when they tried to run the football in last week. They ran well.
Right.
So it's not something that's dead 1 week and great the other week. They just couldn't get to it because they were behind.
They were behind right from jump.
Right.
And I happen to think like there are certain aspects of week one and week two where the Jets will meet in the middle. They're not as bad as what they were in week two.
No.
They're not as good as the way they played offensively in week one. And obviously the quarterback's different. I happen to think they'll be able to run the football. So maybe I'm naive. Their offense better look better. Mm-hmm. I also think that the mental mistakes that we saw in week two, I'd have to assume. And again, maybe I'm being naive and maybe the sky will be falling worse than I thought. I'd have to think that they are not going to commit brutal third down penalties that are going to keep the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the field continuously.
Right.
I have to just take the leap of faith that the tongue lashing they probably got from this head coach and from Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, and watching the tape will elicit a better performance.
Yeah.
I have to think
Here's the one thing. This is the intangible that's hard to put a stat on that I think is going to be important in Tampa for this game specifically. Baker Mayfield brings an energy to the game and to his team that if you don't match, because he's going to talk trash to you.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to do some pretty amazing stuff. It's just Baker's a good like that. And if you don't match it on the road, it overwhelms you. And so one of the challenges with going down to Tampa is matching the energy of Baker Mayfield and what he brings in the aura that surrounds him when he's playing really good football like he has been the last couple of weeks.
Well, one thing that would help, and I guess this is a positive, is to be in position where they have a lead in the fourth quarter, and unlike the Houston Texans and the Atlanta Falcons, actually get off the field and not let Baker Mayfield do something amazing to beat you,
right,
which he did 2 weeks in a row.
Of course.
I think the Jet effort will be better. Now, is that enough? No. Mm. They got to win a freaking game. And that brings me to the Giants. If the Giants were playing a 1-1 Chiefs team, if they were playing a 2-0 Chiefs team, this is the exact moment where I'd want to play the Kansas City Chiefs. It's early in the season. That's usually when they're most beatable.
They're on the road.
They're on the road. Like, I remember Sean back in July and August saying, they're going to beat the Chiefs. And you said it a few times.
Yep.
And I didn't take it as you being a shill. I took it as I can kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that does make sense. The fact they're 0-2. And I don't believe that they're a bad team. I don't believe that what we've seen over the first 2 weeks against the Chargers and the Eagles, Patrick Mahomes statistically is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. I don't believe that.
their defense is like 25th in the league. Guess what? I don't believe that either. They're a top five defense.
Right.
I don't believe what we've seen from Kansas City. So when you combine that with the fact they're 0-2, I have a really tough time seeing how even though the Giants are a desperate team, they're going to beat that desperate team. Like the Chiefs being 0-2 scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, the thing that gives you faith with that the Chiefs might be vulnerable is that they just haven't been good. Offensively, it's Hollywood Brown's your leading receiver. And I like Hollywood Brown, but is he a number one receiver right now? Now, it obviously hurts that Xavier Worthy has been out. Potential he's going to play this game?
Potentially. Remember, Rashee Rice suspended.
Obviously, Rashee Rice has been suspended all season long. That was the traffic thing or something. I forget what it was exactly. But anyways, he's...
And the Kansas City Chiefs are wearing T-shirts in like... Basically, they want him freed,
yes.
Even though he did something illegal and right. really dangerous,
right.
But Chief players don't really think about that.
Right, exactly. We deserve to be able to play. And then you look at Travis Kelce, who doesn't feel like the Travis Kelce from even 3 years ago. And so there's hope because it feels like the Kansas City Chiefs are flawed. I mean, other than the Buffalo Bills, what team isn't flawed?
Well, they're all flawed.
I guess the Eagles aren't. Necessary fault, even though they haven't thrown a touchdown pass. But
they haven't needed to.
They're 2-0, and they haven't needed to throw a touchdown
pass. But don't you think with the Kansas City Chiefs, like, I'll start with their run game. Like, I'm not telling you that Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco is going to give you this 1-2 punch that leads the league in rushing, but they're better than the way they played.
Yeah.
They're better than that. Travis Kelce is not giving the ball away on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. He's better than the way he's played. Right. Unless we just assume, he's done. He's getting married to Taylor Swift. He doesn't care anymore. Unless you're going down that route, Travis Kelce, to me, is still an elite-level player until proven otherwise.
Yeah.
And so I see the Chiefs having played just far below what their talent tells you, despite the flaws that you described.
They've had to have their quarterback, Pat Mahomes, be the hero. He's trying to do it all. He's their leading rusher, Pat Mahomes.
By a lot.
By a lot.
Yeah, by double.
I know.
Actually, by triple, if you want to really get into the
league. Yeah, exactly. So he's doing it all. And I guess when a team is struggling... Your best player tends to want to do that, do it all. And so if you're thinking of a game plan for the Kansas City Chiefs, it's frustrate the hell out of Pat Mahomes because he's the only one that's hurting anybody this season for this team offensively.
Well, to that point, forget the fact that they're 0-2. Every time we've seen the Chiefs actually stumble and have a big loss in front of our eyes that hasn't been versus the team, what has been the definition of it? A pass rush beating the crap out of them. Mm-hmm. To me, the only reason I have optimism is the entire identity of this Giant offseason was built on this pass rush.
Right.
And that is how Patrick Mahomes has lost these big games. That's the reason to lean on for hope.
And that was coming into the season, I think, when we viewed the Giants and said, okay, how can they be good? How can they be better than maybe we think? We thought that would be the identity. And it still can, but we haven't seen that yet.
Not consistently. You've seen it at times.
A little bit.
Brian Burns has had some impact on both of the games that he's played in, but it's not relentless. It's not every single snap you drop back. Man, someone's in the quarterback's face. That's what we expected. It's not what we're getting. And then obviously they're banged up at the second level. All the linebackers are hurt and kind of unavailable. You got practice squad guys coming.
The Giants winning doesn't mean they're going to be a playoff team. The Jets winning doesn't mean they're going to be a playoff team. But either team losing means they're not going to be a playoff team. And that's the way I look at week three when you're 0-2.
Unless they're the 2%.
Unless they're the 2%, and there's no way the Tyrod Taylor, Justin Fields-led New York Jets, and with all due respect, the Giants coming off back-to-back losing seasons, they're not the 2%. We're not. So here is Savior Season Sunday. If the Jets and the Giants can win a game, all right, we got some hope. The sky isn't falling. If they lose a game, we're going to be talking about things you never want to talk about in September and October. In the Giants' case, it's, when are we going to the young quarterback? And in the Jets' case, it's, hey, did you see that college football game on Saturday? Should we draft that quarterback? Now, I ask you a question, and we'll get everyone's answer when we come back. Plus, we'll get your calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, I put this out as a poll, so I'm curious what the people say. Who has the better chance of stealing a victory on Sunday? They're both underdogs. They're both underdogs by basically the same amount of points. The Jets right now are 6-point underdogs in Tampa. Mm-hmm. The Giants are 5.5-point underdogs at home against Kansas City. Who has the better chance to save their season on Sunday? We'll get to it coming up. We'll talk to you at 888-808-1019. And Tommy Lugauer, being admirable that he is wearing an L today for his Tommy DeVito take. Well, there's a chance he may have to wear 2 L's today.
Tommy!
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you know, the weather's supposed to be great this weekend. Giants-Chiefs on a Sunday night. I could watch the Jets during the day. I could watch the Mets and Yankees during the day. I want to go to MetLife Stadium. Well, guess what? Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, a chance to win tickets to the New York Giants home opener. Oh, it's this hour?
This hour.
Wow. So in the next 34 minutes, you'll get your chance to be in the building for the New York Giants against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Nice.
I put out a poll about a half hour ago, a very simple one. Who has a better chance to save their season on Sunday and get a victory, the Jets or the Giants? And I think it's close because, A, you know, you look at the point spread. Basically, Vegas is telling you it's close. Obviously, the Jets are on the road in Tampa against the 2-0 Buccaneers as a six-point underdog. The Giants are at home. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's the 0-2 Chiefs, but the defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And the poll was relatively close, but it basically agrees with me, which is I do think, and there's no bias here, the New York Jets have a better chance to get a victory on Sunday. And as I described in the open, it's more about the Chiefs than it is anything else.
Yeah.
I cannot see them beginning this season 0-3. And so I think both of you, all of you as Giant fans, should respect the results and not assume that I've just got a bunch of Jet fans who are mostly negative anyway saying the Jets.
I think we respect the results, but I do want to make this blanket statement now at 2:27 p.m. If the Giants do what a lot of people, including you, think is very unlikely on Sunday night, I do not want to hear any calls to Boomer and Gio, BT and Sal and us going, well, let's be honest. I mean, the Chiefs, they're not the same team anymore. If we're making this statement on Friday and the Giants actually do it, we're not going to throw cold water on that win. We all agree with that?
Well, yes and no.
I think a lot of it will depend on how they play and what it looks like. And if they're dominant offensively again, then you're gonna give credit to the Giants.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to.
Well,
even if the defense is vulnerable at times. But if they win because their offense puts up 480 yards and no mistakes, then you're going to say, this is what Dave wanted.
But here's the problem with your blanket statement why, of course, I could not sign off on that. I can only sign up for myself. I will not do that. Personally, okay. I, Evan Roberts, I swear to you, if the New York Giants walk away with a victory, you will hear praise on Monday because I believe the Kansas City Chiefs are still the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
I'm not one, and there are plenty, because we overreact to the NFL. We all do. I do it sometimes as well. I'm just not doing it with the Chiefs. There are people out there. There are people in the audience. I'm sure there are people on this radio station. I have not studied what every host has said, but I'm sure there are many hosts who say, Chiefs aren't the same.
Yeah. Well, they're not the same.
Well, I think, well, okay, the same may not be the right term.
But they're still the Chiefs.
They're the Chiefs.
Right. They have their principal, who is Patrick Mahomes. They have their head coach. They have their offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy. They have their defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo. Like, they have everything the same except for a couple of pieces here and there, which may be throwing the train off the track a little bit.
Maybe, but they will win double-digit games, and they will make the postseason.
Yeah.
And even if they lost, I mean, would I move closer to saying, whoa, I may be wrong about the Chiefs? I guess. But all I can do, Sean, is promise what I'm going to say. I can't control someone calling Big Mac in the overnight saying, this doesn't count. The Chiefs suck. I'm sure someone will say that.
Well, that's my point. They're going to say it, but let's just keep that in mind, everybody, as you're listening.
But everyone has different opinions on who the Chiefs are. I think they are still a playoff team. I still think they are incredibly dangerous.
Oh,
I still think they have the heart of a champion. And so that's a big part of why I don't think the Giants are beating them on Sunday.
The Chargers are dominating that division right now, who the Giants have in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders feel iffy. Iffy. Geno was okay in week one. He threw 3 interceptions in week two. Iffy. Denver feels, I don't know.
Overrated, yeah. I think would be the term
that's
I was looking
probably
for.
Probably the best way to describe them. And the Chiefs are 0-2, and they still feel like they're the second best team in the division.
All I'll say is, if the Giants win on Sunday, I have no problem coming in here and really, forget about ripping the Chiefs, I wouldn't do that. I'd give the Giants a lot of credit.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really, really impressive win. And like I said to start, I think it changes the trajectory of the season. That's why it's a savior season Sunday for both teams.
Right.
Because I think our view on the Giants looks very different if they can beat Kansas City. Now, with that said, I agree with the poll results that the Jets have a better chance to win this weekend. Do you, Teak?
No. Because I'm a homer. Let's be honest with you.
Wow.
Good transparency.
I saw an offense that was borderline unstoppable from the second quarter, midway through the second quarter on, and through the end of the game against the Cowboys. And I think that's what they want this team to be. I think that's what Dave's vision of this Giant offense. The Kansas City Chiefs are beaten down. They got to travel across the country, and they're playing a night game. So it's just, it's a different animal. And maybe Pat Mahomes rises to the occasion. Maybe Travis Kelce rises to the occasion. But I tend to like the home team. It's also because I know Baker Mayfield is maybe the most underrated winner in the National Football League.
So you gave a lot of good football reasons, but I got to walk you through what probably happened to a few people. We have a lot of people listening to us. Mm-hmm. A lot of people listen live. Some listen on the Odyssey app, but a lot of people live. There is somebody in their car right now, fan of the show, but they hate us at times, like especially when we say stuff they don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
There was someone in the car who, as I asked you, who has a better chance to win? You said Giants, you paused. There was someone in the car who screamed at the radio, "You're a homer, Tiki!"
Yes.
As you then uttered, "Because I'm a homer."
Because I know you idiots in the car. I know you overreacted Uber fans who never put on a jock strap to steal a Ryan Clark line. I know you.
Those are the lines you want to steal?
No, I'm just kidding, obviously. Like I know what the reaction's going to be when I say the Giants.
All
it's
right.
Like the reaction was when I said the Giants would have a better record than the
that
Giants.
That is true.
Currently, we have the same miserable record. So it doesn't even matter what Evan's question was 3 weeks ago when we decided to determine which team was going to have a better season.
Yeah, there are certain bets you make where the results are kind of funny,
our game picks last night.
Yeah.
We all sucked.
At the beginning of the baseball season, me and Big Mac made Mets versus Yankee bets, and one of the bets was who will throw fewer innings out of the bullpen, Clay Holmes or Marcus Stroman. The score is 0-0.
Oh, yeah.
Stroman's not on the Yankees,
right?
And I got to sweat through the final week to make sure Clay doesn't pitch an inning so it can end 0-0. That's kind of like the Jets versus the Giants record.
And it was intentionally regular season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, you almost got screwed if a piggyback was reversed, huh?
Well, that may happen on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
I'm about to get screwed. All right, so you
better hope Mania goes like 8 innings, you know, 3-hit ball. It's just amazing.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Seriously. Right. Then you go right to Edwin Diaz. Game over.
That's right. Who has a better chance of getting a win this weekend, Sean?
I believe the Jets do, based on the Buccaneer injuries more than I am. Very worried about the Buccaneer injuries. Three offensive linemen out.
Gedeke, I know that Rich said in the update, he didn't say Gedeke either.
Gedeke went on the IR, yeah.
Yeah, so he's done.
Right. Well, he could
return. Oh, he might return. It's probably short time, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's done for the time being, because once you're on IR, you're out for at least four weeks.
And Kalijah Kansi has a defensive tackle out. That is a gaping hole Breece Hall can run through. So if you're asking me a better chance, I think the Bucs are very, very beat up on a short week themselves. I think they're very vulnerable.
You agree with that, Tommy?
Yeah, similar points that I would make. Also, the Jets upgraded a quarterback, and they did. And then he'll actually be able to throw the ball more than 50 yards. Total, and I think that I'm with you, Ev. Okay, Kansas City's not going
all four quarterbacks in this game, in these games. Pat's number one, obviously.
Oh, you want to rank them?
Who's number two?
Baker. Baker's pass rush. In terms of right now, not all time, obviously. Mm-hmm. In terms of the right now, I think it's Baker Mayfield 2, Russ 3, and Tyrod 4.
I think that's close.
It is
between
close.
Baker and Russ?
Yeah. Mm. I think it's close.
And we're not factoring in something else into this equation, too, in who do you trust more to win the game. The Giants are going to be playing the Chiefs and the refs, something the Jets will not be doing on Sunday.
Look, I get that. I'm not going to even argue with you about that. Even though the Chiefs had some calls go against them in the game against the Eagles, including some obvious false starts that were not called.
Good point.
And I thought about that. Like, as that was happening, I was thinking about all the conspiracy theorists who believe that the refs are always helping the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
But I get that. And I think sometimes in sports, specifically the NBA and the NFL, it's not that the flags are there to benefit the Chiefs. The flags sometimes benefit the star quarterback. Josh Allen gets calls that Tyrod Taylor is not going to get, or Justin Fields. And Tommy's last point is not that far off. I mean, I said this last year about Tyrod Taylor and Daniel Jones, and so I'd be a real hypocrite to not feel the same way about Tyrod Taylor versus Justin Fields. Justin Fields is a lottery ticket, so there's that hope he can be good.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what they've accomplished in this league, based on the certainty of each player, Tyrod Taylor is a better quarterback than Justin Fields.
Right.
So that is not crazy. That is not wrong. And like I said earlier, I'll describe it again. Tyrod Taylor has a higher floor, but maybe not the same ceiling.
Yes.
Well, guess what? We saw the Justin Fields floor in week two. It's really bad. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's not going to do that.
No.
So having a quarterback upgrade is not a crazy statement. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Will is in Belmore. What's up, Will?
Evan Tiki, thank you so much for taking the phone call. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure. What's up,
man? Not much, man. Couple points. Number one, the Giants, I think that the referees are going to have a big say in this game coming up. I really do. I mean, you look back at the Jets-Chiefs game back a couple of years ago where the Jets kind of had the game sort of somewhat, and the refs came in, they threw the flag for that awful pass interference call or holding call, whatever it was, on Sauce, and that really changed the momentum of that game. I think that's going to happen in the Giants-Chiefs game. Now, the reason why I'm calling up is because of the Jets. And listen, I left that game on Sunday against the Bills, and that was probably the worst Jets team that I saw in a really, really long time from that perspective. Now, what I will say is the fact that they're going on the road, and sometimes playing on the road will give you a clear head. Basically, this is their season right now at that point in time. But I don't know what to expect from this team, guys. I really don't. Jamie and Sherwood was a little bit of a question mark. Stevens, the cornerback that they signed this offseason, big, big question mark at that point in time.
Yep.
And Cisco, the safety, not good. And the other thing, too, the third down conversion rates for the opponents that the Jets have been playing, it's been absolutely mind-blowing. Forget the 3rd-and-19 penalty.
Right. But it's one of the reasons. But so circumstances explain that last reason, Will. You played some pretty good quarterbacks. Now, Aaron Rodgers had a crap second game for the Pittsburgh Steelers last weekend. He was terrible and didn't even play the last series. But he's a good quarterback who is accurate, and on third down, he's going to make the right throw. Right? He's not turnover prone, so to speak. And Josh Allen's probably the best quarterback in the NFL right now. Obviously, Pat Mahomes notwithstanding, but we know Pat is 0-2 and Josh is now 3-0. So you were playing against good quarterbacks on those third down conversions.
They were, and I want to bring two things together. I'm going to bring everything together. He talked about the Giants having to compete with the referees. Mm-hmm. He talked about the way the Jets lost to Kansas City 2 years ago, and he talked about what's happened the first 2 weeks of the year. I want to go back to that Jet-Chief game, and Giant, pay attention, because if you're in a close game, this is a possibility.
Right.
The Jets are down 23-20. Pat Mahomes has the football, and the Jet defense forces a 3rd-and-22. And Pat Mahomes rushed for 25 yards to convert on a first down. Right after that, they put him in a 3rd-and-20. And they got off the field. Actually, Michael Carter picked it off. But wait, hold on. There was a defensive
holding
call on Sauce Gardner. And so even when you play to a very high level, if the game is close and you leave it in the ref's hands, you have that risk. Now, here's where it comes back to the Jets. Those kinds of mistakes on third down is what kind of did him in against Buffalo.
Right.
And it cannot happen. Like, I get Josh Allen's really good.
Those weren't ref calls. Those were just
No, those were Jet calls.
Those were bad Jet decisions.
Absolutely. Right. I'm bringing it all together because it kind of fits with the whole Chiefs-Giants thing and the Jets thing. No. In the case of Buffalo last week, it was self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
So when Aaron Glenn tells us the sky isn't falling, the sky is falling when we're seeing the same brain-dead mistakes we saw last year, and it needs to be cleaned up, especially when you're playing teams that are more talented than you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a good team. We all know that. The Bills are a really good team. We all know that. It's already tough enough to beat them.
Right.
You cannot make those mistakes on third and long. And it's what did the Jets in last week and would kill them again this week. You can tell me all you want about all the injuries the Buccaneers have. If Sauce Gardner's committing holding on 3rd-and-15 and you're giving Baker Mayfield another shot, you ain't winning the game.
That's right.
They got to clean that crap up. Frank and Scotch Plains. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. I want to start off by saying, regarding the refs, no comment on the refs and the Chiefs, so we'll leave it at that.
Right.
Tiki, this is for you about the Giants. I agree with you 100% on every point you made. I took a lot of positives from that loss on Sunday. Their offense looked really good. If they can figure out the offensive line,
mm-hmm.
I can see... I have visions of Dart, Malik, Scadaboo, Theo Johnson. They can really
right. Wando Robinson,
strong offense.
Right.
Yeah. No. It's for real. Okay. The defense, Tiki. You know, mm-hmm. you can. I defer to you on this. The front five or whatever, the defensive line.
Yeah.
Very front good. Right? But what I'm concerned about is the youth. Is it more like with the secondary? Is it more like they're very young, right?
Yes.
And they scare me at times because it seems like the last 10 years, if it's third and like 40, the Giants will give up.
On a draw. I know exactly what you mean, Frank. No, so it's a couple of things because the secondary is young. Obviously, Tyler Newbin is only in his second year. Drew Phillips is only in his second year. Cordell Flott, Deontay Banks, they're average players and they're still kind of youngish. Even the vets, Paulson Adebo, who they brought in, and Javon Holland, they're young veterans. They're 24, 25. So they're not old, savvy, I've seen it all. Oh, I recognize this. I can react. But I also think that this is the Shane Bowen conversation that has been going on, and maybe people are talking at it, but not specifically. In Tennessee, he was a lot of bend, don't break, right? Just keep it all in front of you. Make them earn everything that they do. And if it's going to be a big play, it's going to be because we messed up. This year, you're seeing a lot more man. You're seeing a lot more, let me take some risk and put some pressure. And as a result, this new defense, which is still young, as we were just talking about, and figuring it out because there's so many new pieces here, they're just getting caught and giving up some big plays. And so does that get better in time? I hope so. But if it doesn't, it's going to be the death knell for the Giants.
Mm.
Is they can't stop teams, good teams, because the bad teams are going to screw themselves up. But the good teams, like the Cowboys offensively, think what you want about the Cowboys. Offensively, they're a good, talented team. Dak is good. Obviously, CeeDee Lamb is good. George Pickens is a good player. If you don't play flawless against some of these good offensive teams, they're going to embarrass you.
Yeah.
And I think that's where this disconnect happened last week.
And I think on the flip side, everything you're saying about respecting Dallas's offense, I think that now the Giants are facing an upgrade defensively when they take on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Even though statistically they're just the middle of the road defense, I think
it's
a circumstance of who they played.
Yes. It's 2 weeks of football against the Eagles and the Chargers, two teams that are likely to be playoff teams. This is a very good defense.
Right.
This is going to be a different kind of challenge than what they had last week. I don't think they're winning a game and scoring 37 points. That would be amazing if you guys did that. I can't see that happening. Like, I think if you win this game on Sunday, it's a 23-20 game.
Yeah.
I think it's a 20-17 game. And the other thing that you need to do, because the referees have now been brought up twice. Our last caller said, no comment on the referees. Well, when you say no comment, you're making a comment.
Right. You're making an indictment. Silent indictment.
I want to bring you back to that Jet Chief game, and I'm going to bring you back to it again because it's relevant. It's kind of the same. It's a team trying to upset the Chiefs at MetLife Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets lost that game. Why? Was it because of the call on Sauce Gardner, or was it because of the fumble by Zach Wilson? You can't make those mistakes.
Right.
Like, if you allow it to be in the referee's hands, that's on you.
Right.
Because the Jets allowed it to be in the referee's hands when Zach put the ball on the ground. And so I can already tell the future. If you guys lose a 23-20 game, let's say in a very similar way, and there's a defensive hold that keeps Mahomes on the field and extends a drive and then they kneel on it, people will complain about that. But mark my words, there will be another play from earlier that really cost you. And it's probably self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't commit.
Well, that's what good teams do.
Yes.
They take advantage of your mistake.
Yes. And that's exactly what the Chiefs did many, many times over the last couple of years.
Should we just pencil in a Lou Gehrig debate series for Monday at 4:30 when Sean's crying about the officials? And then I just bash him for that, and I'll bring up every play why they really lost. Want to write that down, 4:30 in pencil.
Yes.
Do it in pencil.
No, I'm doing it in pen because even if it doesn't happen, I'm going to bring it up on Monday and ask, like, hey, are we doing this? Just to see if anything close to
that
happened.
If you notice, Sean's already laid the groundwork on two things. The first one was the officials, and the other thing is, well, if the Giants win this game, I don't want to hear about the Chiefs. Bro, the bigger story is the Kansas City Chiefs are 0-3. I'm sorry. Not just nationally, but like what is wrong with the Chiefs is a bigger story than the Giants beating them.
But there's the national discussion, who cares about
it? But it bleeds into local, too.
No, but I'm not going to say that. I mean,
Monday, that doesn't make it true, though, just because you didn't say it?
No, but I don't think we're going to talk about that around here.
That the Chiefs are not the same old Chiefs,
no.
And that's why the Giants...
No, on Monday, we're going to be talking about the Giants getting a victory.
If the Chiefs look like garbage, though?
Yes. WFAN, yes.
I just want to correct this in case I got misconstrued. I'm not saying that that won't be a story why the Chiefs are 0-3. My point is, I don't want to hear... Suddenly, well, the reason the Giants won is the Chiefs are a bad team. That was what I was trying
to
say.
So where you guys are both right is, not that we care about this, but on like the ESPN and the Fox Sports shows, the Chiefs are the biggest story. He's right. Like, it'll be about the death of the Kansas City Chiefs. Around here, it will be excitement that the Giants beat the Chiefs and much less about the issues facing Kansas City.
Right.
It'll be more about how the Giants won a football game.
What did they do to win?
Absolutely. WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. One of the big questions going into Sunday that the Giants are going to probably need a yes on if they're going to win is the availability of left tackle Andrew Thomas. Let's hear from Andrew Thomas and his potential status for Sunday's game.
How are you feeling right now?
Feeling good. 3 days in a row practicing. First time doing that. Starting to build a volume, getting my confidence back. So it's exciting for sure.
How confident for Sunday?
Don't know. We're going to make a game time decision, but I'm feeling a lot better than I did last week.
Game time decision, but I feel a lot better than I did last week. Tiki, please, athlete, interpret this for us.
What this means to me is that he's practicing. He's gotten more work than he has over the last couple of weeks. And so he's going to dress and go out like he's going to play. And if he feels good, then he'll play. If not, way before. We won't see this. Way before, and if he feels good, he'll play. If not, then Marcus Bowe will be the starting left tackle.
On Marcus Bowe and potentially the starting left tackle, there was another question to Andrew Thomas about the idea of maybe playing part-time with Bowe flipping in and out. Do you want to hear from Thomas on that?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Does the team being 0-2 create any more urgency or a different decision for you?
I don't think so. If I'm speaking as a competitor, I want to be out there for week one. But the best thing for the team and for myself is for me to be 100% out there. I think I can, help the team out when I'm at my best. So I'm trying to get back to that.
Do you believe it's possible for you to get into a rhythm out there if you are rotating? Or is it, you think as long as you're out there, you can feel confident in and out and out?
I haven't personally done the rotating thing before. Years previous, we've done that with different positions. And it's not the easiest thing because you want camaraderie up front. But I think we have a good group of guys and veteran experience, and I think we can make it work.
What would you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't love it. Because if you can go, you can go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So you're not going to feel better by resting a series.
Right.
If you're good to go, you're good to go. But I had this conversation with Tyrone and Dane Belton, Tyrone Tracy and Dane Belton. They were at an event that I was at last week, and we were talking about the injuries that I played through. Like broken arm, broke my thumb, and all injuries just happened. And it was truly on me. It wasn't, hey, Ronnie Barnes, what do you think? Or, hey, Dr. Warren, who was at HSS, and he was our team doctor, he's on the side. Hey, what do you think? It wasn't that. It was, what do you think? Mm. Tiki Barber, what do you think? I'm playing. Now, they won't let you do that.
Why is that?
Because they want to protect the player from himself.
Gotcha. Now,
this started all because of the head trauma stuff.
I understand but, that but, with the head
but
stuff.
But it's now, it's everything.
Right.
And so, they're trying to protect you from yourself. It's their job as medical professionals to do that. And so I know a lot of people have gotten on Andrew Thomas about his foot, but so much of it is also out of his control.
Yeah, it's possible he wants to play.
Right.
And the Giants are saying, nope, you're not ready. We're not clearing you. Pete's calling from Yonkers. Hey, Pete.
Guys, I appreciate you need a narrative to drive the show, but both your teams are going to get destroyed on Sunday.
Well, who's your team?
I'm a Buccaneers fan, and while I was on hold, I remembered my brother's a Chief fan, so I'll defend him quick. 0-2, Mahomes, good luck with that one. And as far as the Bucs, you're saying they could have lost two games?
Yeah.
They didn't. They have competent coaches you don't have, a competent GM, and competent backups, which you guys never seem to have. You guys aren't going to run the ball on Vita Vea. Good luck with that, too.
You are so obnoxious.
Me?
Yeah.
Evan, the Mets won a game. You should start talking about them again.
Well, do I get that obnoxious after one win? See, usually I'm expecting the loss the next day.
That's interesting from Pete, because I know Buccaneers fans. And I've had a lifetime of Buccaneers fans. My brother is one of the great Buccaneer players, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, all that stuff. They are not that way.
Yeah, who's that guy?
They are not cocky and arrogant and talk in your face. This is the Baker Mayfield effect.
Oh, really? You're blaming Baker for that
100%
guy?
100%, because this is what Baker does. You see the play last week? Baker got hurt, he hurt his ankle, and then he got up. It's on social media, it's the way they position it is funny, because he gets hurt, and then he's like, Baker gets hurt, but then he realizes it's his job to talk trash. So he gets up and starts jawing at somebody in the face after being hurt.
Right.
And he's limping around. He's in somebody's face. That Baker has bakeified.
Yes.
He's
bakeified the fan base.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan base. It's unbelievable.
What annoyed me about Pete, and we gave him his chance to say his piece, is that he starts by saying, we know you need a narrative. The narrative is very simple, Pete. I'll repeat it to you. None of us actually said our teams are going to win. Not one of us. What we said is, if they want to have a season, they need to win. That's just a fact. That's not trash talk. No one came on here and said the Jets are going to smoke the Buccaneers. Right. No one said that.
It would have been different if we had said, I guarantee Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs are walking away with an L.
Yeah.
And here are 8 reasons why.
Yes.
Because we all love lists.
Right.
So check them. Verify them if you want to. I'm telling you, I'm right.
It's a loser place that we're in, but here's the loser place we're in New York. We're 3 weeks into the season, and each team desperately needs a win. Because if they don't get one, they're staring at 0-3, where they have a 2% chance to make the playoffs. Now, is there a really good chance on Monday at 2 o'clock we're on the radio talking about dueling 0-3 teams?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes.
So, no one's disagreeing necessarily about what's going to happen, more just what needs to happen. But do me a favor, Pete. If God forbid, the New York Jets actually put together a wonderful performance and beat your overrated squad, please call in.
Yes.
The floor is yours.
Right. Actually, you might have to come down here to our studio and put a damn L on.
Yes.
And explain yourself.
Yes. And when Breece Hall goes for a $150, good luck running on Vita Vea. I want you to wear 2 L's, you trash talking whatever.
Bake a fight.
And then he equates my arrogance after a Met win to that?
No. And what you learn there is he might have been bakeified. We saw this with Al Sintrom of Washington, and you learn those people are nice.
Don't pick on Al.
No, the New York Cowboy fan. Then you go to Dallas, and you see the difference. Anybody who's not a fan of the Jets and Giants and is a fan of another NFL team in this area has some kind of balls and arrogance that the other fans don't have in the local area.
That's because the local New York and Giant and Jet fans are pains in the asses to them.
Yeah.
That's why.
Probably.
That's exactly why.
That guy probably heard so much trash when the Giants beat the Buccaneers in the playoffs all those years ago that he was just, he's letting it all out.
But the best part of that phone call, and it was subtle, is that he said, the Bucs have a better head coach, Todd Bowles, and Evan has no defense against that than the Jets. But I'm saying, though, that the Todd Bowles of the Jets, and now all of a sudden here we are all these years later, and he is the better head coach than what the Jets have, and they're going to win on Sunday, according to our caller.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that to us. Thank you for mansplaining that to us.
Thank you.
None of us knew.
Appreciate you, Tommy.
Yes. Tommy's wearing an L today because he finally had to pay his dividends for saying obscene things about Tommy DeVito. Well, Tommy Lugauer has a chance to make history today because he may have to wear a second L. A second L in one day? Why?
Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.